Welcome to the Help Club for Moms devotional podcast. We're so glad you're here, and we're praying for you to encounter the wide and long and high and deep love of Jesus Christ every time you listen. It's going to be a great day.
Today's devotional is entitled Enjoying Motherhood, written and read by Catherine Egley. Father God, as we start this study today, I pray that you will speak to our hearts and to encourage us, to help us to find joy in our journey of motherhood. In Jesus' name, amen. Proverbs 31:25 tells us, "She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come." Being a mother is incredible, but it is also incredibly hard. I try to get the house picked up before I go to bed at night, but then by 10 a.m., it looks like a hurricane swept through. Breakfast is finished, but dishes are piled in the sink. Milk is spilled and sort of wiped up. I look in the living room and my four sons have pulled out every pillow and blanket we own to make a fort. I look around at the messy house and feel overwhelmed. Some thoughts that go through my head are, I'll never have a clean house. I am depressed. I can't do this. I give myself about 60 seconds to feel that way. Then I purposely stop myself. I choose to think different thoughts, and my mood immediately changes. I can't do this is replaced with, I can do all things through him who gives me strength. Philippians 4:13. I am depressed is replaced with, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 118:24. I'll never have a clean house is replaced with, where there are no oxen, the manger is clean, but abundant crops come by the strength of the ox. Proverbs 14:4. I have young children living here, but I will eventually have a clean house again. Messes mean life is happening here. I purposely choose gratitude. I look at the breakfast crumbs and spills and think, my kids aren't hungry. They have food to eat. I look at the pile of pillows and blankets, aka the fort, in the living room and think, they are creative. They're playing together. Motherhood is a journey, a hard but joy-filled journey in which your life isn't your own anymore. It's about choosing joy, even with the mess, the noise, and the lack of free time. It's choosing gratitude when the enemy tells you that you are depressed. I'm choosing joy one day at a time, sometimes 1 minute at a time. Feeling stressed is a choice. Joy and gratitude are choices too. Choose well. Henry Nouwen says, joy does not simply happen to us. We have to choose joy and keep choosing it every day. If you want to go deeper, I encourage you to read Proverbs 31, verses 10 through 31, and also ask God to help you become a wise and joy-filled mother. What's next? What are you grateful for today? Write down 2 to 5 things in your journal and continue to add to that list every day. On hard days, go back and look at that list that make you smile. Empower your children to help you around the house. My 3-year-old can pick up toys. My 5-year-old unloads the dishwasher. My 8-year-old sweeps and vacuums. And my 10-year-old loads the dishwasher. And he even helps me cook. Our house gets messy very quickly with 4 boys. But together we can make our house clean again. Thanks so much for listening. And let me pray as we close today. Father, in Jesus' name, I speak to each mother listening. I pray that you encourage her. God, help her to find joy in the little things. Help her to be a wise woman and mother. God, and to cherish these days with her children, as hard as it is, help her to also find the joy alongside of that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for supporting the Help Club for Moms podcast. We are so honored that you were able to join us for today's episode. For more information and resources, visit our website, helpclubformoms.com. We are praying for you and your family, and we are always here to encourage you to become the Christian woman, wife, and mother you were created to be.